Fresh Air classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is also a poet. His collection of poems is called Goodnight, Gracie. Lately, he's written some new poems about his mother and her precarious health.
The dream during my mother's recuperation. At 89, my mother is in the hospital, mysteriously losing blood, when suddenly her stomach hemorrhages. She's rushed into surgery, but is not expected to survive. 2 years earlier, the hospital cardiologist prevented the operation that might have prevented this emergency. He thought her heart couldn't take it. After the operation, she remains in intensive care for 3 weeks, most of that time with a breathing tube down her throat so that she can't speak at all, though she can write short, very shaky notes. Take it out. Thirsty. Put my teeth in my mouth. I'll be here alone. Slowly, to everyone's astonishment, her strength begins to return. These are some of the things she said to me in the hospital and later in the convalescent home. Worried about me? It's a tough apple to chew on. I'm not doing anything, but I'm doing it the hard way. I might as well make a good job as none at all. I'm a human being. Worry is one of my stations. I'm a specimen of deliberation. I'll sleep my years away. I'll let things go the way they come. I feel lost. I'm heading for nowhere. I have to stop somewhere to see where I'm landing. Whatever is going on will be going on without me. It passes so fast. That's life. The winter sun is like a stepmother's love. I'm one day closer to the end. Nothing goes easy for me. I can't stuff myself like a turkey. Sometimes I wake up and I don't know where I am. Then my mind begins to unravel and I know where I am. Then there's some distraction, and my thoughts go behind bars. I'm not very happy here. People are so snobby, some of them think themselves more than they are. However, I don't give a hoot. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm on this side of the wall. I'm on the other side of the wall. I don't know what they want from me. I know the feeling. It's staring me in the face. I just can't throw it away. Did I just say something stupid? The Chirinskys have been bubbling up in my mind. It's good to talk to you. You're giving me a line to live on. I'm okay. I'm not a world's winner, but I'm doing okay. Well, your mother came back. I'm whole again. I'm glad I'm not a question mark. I'm a human being. A lot of it was you pulling me back into a land of freedom, goodness, and love. During the later stages of her recuperation, I dream we're about to embark on a long ocean voyage. The moment we board the ship, we're ordered to put on life jackets, or we will not be permitted to continue. Only my mother doesn't have one. I look everywhere. I comb every inch of the ship. I can't find one for her. I have so much to look forward to. I'm renewing my life all over again. What you hear from me, this is me. Let's live and tell these little stories.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and the Frederick S. Troy Professor of English and director of the Creative Writing Program at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. This is Fresh Air.